Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we're going to focus on chapter number 4, Balance, Taking Care Without Worrying. In previous episodes, we've been taking different approaches towards guilt, towards money, and other different emotions and energies that you may arise and that can potentially create excess potential. Now I want to focus on the section of perfection. Perfection, it's one of the most ambiguous and paradoxical way in which balance is compromised. So I know that not all of us are perfectionists. Not all of us has this tendency to always try to create something perfectly in a perfect manner. So, usually we are taught from childhood to do things carefully, to be true and always do our best. We are taught to be responsible and are instilled with a sense of what is right and what is wrong. Undoubtedly, this is how things should be. Otherwise, the next generation would turn into an entire army of slobs and slackers. The downside to this kind of upbringing is that in some of the pendulum's adherents, the striving for perfection is so deeply instilled that it becomes part of their persona. Some people become obsessed with perfection, as a result of which their life becomes a constant battle. In Transurfing, we are constantly reminding people that we have to be careful with our energy. We have to be aware of how we convey our energy. Because when you lose track of your emotions or of your activities or what you do in a daily basis, and you just get lost in this, in your own thoughts, you may create excess potential. When you create excess potential, you are going off track. So you are getting lost. So specifically for this section in perfection, what Transurfing says is that there is nothing wrong with always trying to do your best. But if you attribute perfection too much importance, balance forces will come in and ruin everything. So if you are that kind of person who always tries to be perfect, to be neat, again, there's nothing wrong to do your best. But if you make this an obsession, you are creating amazing, like huge amounts of excess potential. It's amazing. It's insane. So the person who desires perfection, usually they get the opposite. Because you become so much obsessed of what you want to get accomplished, and then you are creating excess potential because you are obsessed. You are not focusing on the thing on the task at hand, but you're focusing on perfection instead. You're focusing on the other side of the coin. But now, there's not you as a person. You can be affected by creating like this kind of excess potential, but you also can be affected by other people who are this way, who behave this way. Because when you are a perfectionist, you tend to judge others because you think of yourself like the master. You are perfect and you're a perfectionist and you like to do things right. And others, if they do not meet your expectations, you start judging, and judging is a huge excess potential creator. So we will be talking about judging in another episode, but now I want you to understand that is if you're a perfectionist or if you know someone who is a perfectionist, you have to be aware. You have to be careful. Perfectionists, usually they assume the right to judge and condemn other people. Hence, powerful excess potential is created. The judge takes on the mission of deciding how the foolish ones should act and think, what they should value, what they should believe in, and what they should strive for. If you meet someone like the perfectionist I portrayed here, take a good look, because here you have extreme example of how crudely the laws of balance can be disregarded. We are all guests in this world. We have the freedom to choose our own path, but no one has a right to judge others, to choose, to sentence them, or to label them. So it's very important. The concept here, it's very clear. Like, of course, this may not apply to everyone, because not for me, for example, I am not a perfectionist. I don't create excess potential when I'm working on a project or when I'm working on a goal. I don't create excess potential in this regard, because I am not a perfectionist. But I do know people who are perfectionists, and you can feel, like, you can really feel how they behave, and you can feel like there's something that's not right, that, like, there's excess potential being created with them. Because people, again, if you're a perfectionist, this is the first step that leads to other excess potential issues. You know what I mean? So, for example, judging. When you judge people because you're a perfectionist, you start judging people, you become like someone who creates a lot of excess potential around perfectionism. So you, because you're applying reality transurfing concepts, the first thing you need to understand now in this topic specifically of perfection is that every single time you meet someone, you have to understand their values and understand their emotions and their persona, and try to spot this kind of anomalies. Perfectionism for me is an anomaly that you need to understand, that you need to spot on and act accordingly. The first step, as everything in life, is that you need to be awake. You need to be aware of what's going on. You need to see beyond what's on the physical realm. You know, you really need to open your eyes, but more importantly, open your heart and feel that energy. Feel that energy that is being conveyed around us. And by protecting your energy, by protecting your heart, your soul, you are creating the life you want. Because you are not allowing negative forces into you. So here the concept, the idea is very clear. So you, if you yourself are a perfectionist, stop being a perfectionist. How do you do that? The first thing, you become aware of it. And every single time when you're working on a project or you are doing something and you have this tendency to become a perfectionist, to do everything, again, there's nothing wrong to do your best, to try to always excel at your craft. But if you attribute perfection too much importance, balance forces will come and ruin everything. Remember that. If you attribute too much importance to perfection, balance forces will come in and ruin everything. And also, when you meet someone, try to spot their values. If they are perfectionists, understand that and don't allow that kind of excess potential into your life, because you don't want to create excess potential into your life. This is not how transurfing works. So this topic is very straightforward. Perfection. So be aware not to be a perfectionist. Do not attribute too much importance to perfection. Do not create excess potential on this regard. And also, if you meet someone who is a perfectionist, try to avoid this kind of excess potential, because this is not good for your energy. And with that, I'm gonna wrap up this episode. If you have any question, do not hesitate to contact me through the podcast or through my Instagram. I will see you next episode, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening, and bye bye.